أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وخلق الله السماوات والأرض بالحق ولتجزى كل نفس بما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. In the previous ayats, Allah tabaraka ta'ala explained the great for excellence Allah had granted to the Bani Israel in the time, but they did not appreciate it. And then Allah said, we had given Sharia to you, O Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in turn to your ummah, so follow the Sharia, appreciate these great ni'mats of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Yeah, again Allah ta'ala refers to the day of to the ni'mats and the virtues which Allah has blessed upon mankind. Allah ta'ala says, وَخَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ اور بنایا اللہ نے آسمان اور زمین جیسے چاہیے. And Allah ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth perfectly as it was supposed to be, in its most perfect way. How it actually had to be in that perfect way, Allah ta'ala has created it. وَلِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. اور تاکہ بدلہ دیئے ہر کوئی اپنی کمائی کا اور ان پر ظلم نہ ہوگا. And the whole system and the exercise of creating the heavens of the earth is not just temporarily, is not futile, but the whole system is so that every person who has come in this world has the opportunity to prepare for akhirat and will be rewarded accordingly, and there will be no zulm, no oppression done on him. That is, if there wasn't the earth and the skies, how should we have lived here? All our necessities are fulfilled here. And those who realize the object of this is to obey Allah Ta'ala, to worship Allah Ta'ala, to prepare for the akhirat. For such people, they will get their full rewards and no wrong will be done to them whatsoever. But on the other hand, instead of using this creation of Allah, the heavens and the earth, all the ni'mats for one's benefit for the akhirat, Allah says, have you seen the person who has gone in the opposite direction? أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَا وَبْحَلَا دَيْكْتُو جِسْنَ تِرَالِيَا اپنے حاکم اپنے خواہش کو. Look at that person who has made his own desires his God. That is, whatever his desires are, of sin, of just his own leisure and his comfort, his own ego, that he just strives and works for that. How I can satisfy my nafs all the time. In other words, we had to work to please Allah like that. So a person has made his own nafs, his own desires, his God, and he just wants to satisfy himself. Everything Allah created for us to serve him, to worship him, but we use it to serve ourselves, to expand on our own desires and fulfill our own desires all the time. Such a person, وَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمِهُ وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً. So Allah نے اس کو تو اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس کو گمراہ کر دیا اس کے علم پر, اور مہر لگا دی اس کے سننے پر اور اس کے دل پر, اور بنایا پردہ اس کے آنکھوں پہ. So such a person, Allah Ta'ala misguided him in spite of him having knowledge. A person, this is very important, knowledge is not sufficient for the hidayat of a person. Yet clearly Allah Ta'ala makes it that desire of a person which is within a person, that has to come under control. Otherwise knowledge also, knowledge of deen, a person will use to make money in this world. A person will use it to build his ego in this world. A person will use it to make haram into halal and halal into haram, just to satisfy people. He will give masalas also according to that, to satisfy people. Therefore, knowledge is not enough for the guidance of mankind. A person needs to control his own nafs and his own desires. And a person on his own cannot do that also. He needs a guide to help him in this. Then that knowledge will shine out and he will use it to its great brilliance and excellence. Otherwise, that very knowledge will be the cause of his destruction. وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ. And then Allah Ta'ala has put a seal on their hearing and on their hearts also. They can't hear the truth no matter how much people explain to them. And their hearts cannot accept it also. وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً. And Allah has put a veil over their eyes. They cannot see the truth. So all this shows that all the knowledge a person has and the faculties of knowledge, hearing, seeing, the brains, the heart, etc., these will also be rendered useless if a person is a slave of his nafs. The first thing a person has to do is to come out of the slavery of his nafs and into the slavery of Allah Ta'ala. And for that, it is absolutely essential that he needs a guide who will help him. فَمَنْ يَهْدِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. پھر کون راہ پر لائے اس کو اللہ کے سیوا. And a person who has been misguided like this, and Allah has sealed all the roots of his acquiring hidayat, who can guide that person now? If Allah has misguided a person, the whole world together cannot guide that person. As Buzurgs have said, that a person who follows his nafs and has made his nafs his God, the whole world's awliya and buzurgs cannot help and guide that person. And a person who has control over his nafs, not all the shayateen together can misguide that person either. So it's very necessary that the nafs has to come under control. أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. So kya tum ghor nahi karte? Don't you ponder in these matters? Haven't you got even that much of brains to think that you have to have control over your nafs and you need a guide to help you for this? And what do they say further? They are misguided in this way. They have made their nafs their desire. وَقَالُوا مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. اور کہتے ہیں اور کچھ نہیں بس یہی ہمارا جینا دنیا کا. They say that this is just the life of this dunya. There is nothing in the qabr. We don't have to worry. Yeah, it is. We have come here just to live it up, just like animals. We find all the non-Muslims, and how many Muslims, though they are Muslims, but the object of life is dunya, to make more money, to get degrees, to have beautiful homes, cars, just to live it up in dunya. That is all what the object is. And those who are regarded as pious, by the way, they make their namazes also, they go for hajj also, they observe the commands of Allah, but that is by the way. Their object is dunya, to build their dunya and make their dunya all the time. So Allah Ta'ala say, these are those people who are so misguided. Namutu ونحيا وما يهلكنا إلا الدهر. دنیا کا جینا, ہم مرتے ہیں اور جیتے ہیں اور ہم جو مرتے ہیں سو زمانے سے. And these are those people who say that we just live in this world, we die here. It's just a natural phenomena. There is no Allah, na'uz billah. Nobody has created us. Nobody is just happening in this world. We just living and dying, just like animals or like inanimate objects. We are just living here. There is nobody who is controlling us. And they say that it's only time that kills us. That we get old, now we are finished, everything is over, so we die. And therefore they are called Dehriya. Dehriya is that person who believes that time is God, that this world is God, that Allah is not controlling things, just the incidents of this world. Accident happened, you died. It wasn't that Allah gave you death. A bullet shot came, you died. It wasn't that Allah gave you death. So these people who are called Dehriya, who believe everything happens according to time and coincidence, and things just happen according to the system of this world, these are those people who are totally misguided by Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا لَهُمْ بِذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عِلْمٍ. اور ان کو کچھ خبر نہیں اس کی. And they have got no basis for this belief of theirs. Our basis is Quran and Hadith, which we know 100% was revealed by Allah Ta'ala. We have got proof of all of our beliefs. These people, it is all just guesswork that they are doing. They haven't got any proof that it is time that has brought them into existence. And if it was time and things are just happening in this world, then how does a person explain how a chicken comes out from an egg? Who is it? Whose qudrat it is that make that chicken? How a baby is formed in the womb of the stomach and how the womb of the mother, and how perfectly that baby is formed. It isn't time. It is clear. It is the qudrat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In whom illa yadunnun mehes atkal doratihe. It is only their own thinking that they are running. Guess work they are doing, and they are just using all just their own imagination, and they are, and on that they are building their beliefs. وَإِذَا تُتْلَ عَلِهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ اور جب سنائی جائے ان کو ہماری آیتیں کھلی and when our clear signs are brought in front of them, the ayats of the Quran in which so much Allah has proven that His existence, His oneness, His qudrat, the life of the year after, when these are brought in front of them, مَا كَانَ حُجَّتَهُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا اُتُوا بِآبَائِنَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ اور کچھ دلیل نہیں ان کی مگر یہی کہ کہتے ہیں کہ لے آؤ ہمارے باپ داداؤں کو اگر تم سچے ہو. When they are told about the qudrat of Allah, about the life of the qabr and the year after, they got no other reasoning besides they say, if you are true, Allah is going to bring people back to life, then our forefathers who have died and who are in the qabr, bring them, show them to us that they have come back to life. But it is clear Allah has kept this for the day of Qiyamah. It isn't today that you go to the Qabristan and you make a person alive and he comes out from his Qabr. That will be done on the day of Qiyamah. So this is the only argument that they have for this. قُلِ اللَّهُ يُحْيِيكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يَجْمَعُكُمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. To کہہ کہ اللہ ہی جلاتا ہے تم کو, پھر مارے گا تم کو, پھر اکھتا کرے گا تم کو قیامت کے دن تک, اس میں کچھ شک نہیں. So then in reply, say to them that Allah has fixed a time for this. It is He who gave you life in this world. It wasn't just time that you came in this world. It wasn't just cause and effect that you came in this world, but it was only by the command of Allah. And it is only Allah who gives you death also. Not a car accident. Sometimes you see an accident, you think who should have been dead, they are still living. A small baby is still alive. Big people who can protect themselves, they have died. It is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah alone will gather you on the day of Qiyamah, and there is no doubt in the coming of the day of Qiyamah. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. But the vast majority of people, par bahut log nahi samajhte, they don't understand and they don't know these basic facts also. Iman is a clear cut thing. A little ponderance and the brains which Allah had given and the heart to ponder, a person can understand the reality of Iman and correct his life and correct his Iman. Otherwise all this great creation of Allah, a person will misuse it. He will make his own nafs which Allah has given him, great faculties in his body, of his eyes, his brains, his heart, but he will misuse them and destroy them completely. Therefore it is necessary that a person needs somebody to guide this nafs in the right direction, and then all these things will become extremely valuable and you will use it to his benefit.